Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, 20 minutes away from getting into an NFL no huddle. Saints are still looking. Still searching. Still trying to find that next coach. Give you the latest couple names that might be interested or not, or they're interested in that might not be interested, but the search goes on for them. Everybody else found their coach. Hey, 92.9 The Game is Atlanta's radio home of Super Bowl 59 coming up in just about a week and a half. Join us with the Chiefs and Eagles live from New Orleans on February 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for the NFL on Westwood One, brought to you by your greater Atlanta area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. By Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. By Prize Picks, Run Your Game. And by Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee Way. We'll get into some NFL.
Do you remember the first Super Bowl, the first one you ever watched?
Yeah. Yes, I do. I do. And I don't remember a ton about it other than that we went to a Super Bowl party and we watched the Giants play the Bills. And, you know, I don't know how old I was. What year was that? 1990?
Right.
Probably. So I would have been 5 years old at that point. So I didn't really know what was going on other than everyone was super fired up about it, and it was a close game at the end, and it was incredibly exciting. Oh. I was like, oh, this is great. Like, people really seem to like this thing.
Yeah, I can remember my first one I ever watched. Sat and watched the whole one was Washington versus Denver.
Okay.
And Doug Williams. That was for my first one I remember watching. And from that day, I never missed another one.
Yeah.
To whatever's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think I've missed one.
I haven't missed one since that. But yeah, it's like
I remember the first one 59. That I watched and paid attention to was the Cowboys Bills. Was a couple years later,
right?
Because my godfather is a huge Cowboys fan. Don't hear as much of that from him these days as we used to back then.
Dude.
A lot of chirping back then from old Rod. Not so much these days.
The only Cowboy fan that I talk to is my man Jimmy. Him and Dolores' husband. And like he'll just text me randomly. And I try not to reply to the Cowboy text because I don't want to upset him. But yeah, do you want me to say it's going
to
be okay?
There's just nothing to say now. Like
there's nothing to say.
You know, maybe in years past there was some trash talk back and forth, but right now, what are they saying anyway? Like, what are you saying if you're a Cowboys fan?
Oh no, but it's so
what
funny.
Trash are you talking?
Because the press conference, the funny thing about the press conference, talking about the Dallas Cowboy press conference with Shoddy. Was how Jerry was talking and the dude was next to him.
Right.
Like, damn, Jerry?
Yeah. Like, all those quotes we played yesterday about, like, I'm not afraid to take a long shot.
Yes.
A lot of success
is a big risk.
It's like, dude.
It's not the sexy hire.
You're introducing this guy.
You know what I'm saying?
He's sitting right next to you. Like, saying that he's the biggest. Saying he's the biggest risk you've ever taken while he's sitting next to you is not exactly a confidence builder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, I know. That was crazy. His son saying stuff was crazy. You hear clips from it and you see the highlights of Jerry Jones just being crazy. But did Schottenheimer even talk? He had to have.
He said
but did he say anything?
I think he said, we're going to win championships, multiple championships, or else why do you do this? I think that's what he said.
Okay. Well, that's the right thing. Everyone says that.
Something like that.
Everyone says that. So that's good.
Yeah,
the goal is to win championships.
What's it is?
Is it? Whoa. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, he has
a point. I always like when people get introduced to, like, they get signed to teams or you're a new head coach or something like that, and you say that, and then the fan base is like, oh, hell
he's
yeah.
all in, man.
This guy said the goal is to win championships.
He's all in. He wants to win this championship,
all right,
man.
Then.
He's all in. Yeah, okay.
They're probably solid then.
Yeah, sounds good.
Before we get into some of this NFL draft stuff, because, again, there's a lot of time between now and the NFL draft, so we'll have plenty of time to stretch our legs on this. The trade deadline in the NBA is right around the corner. Look, as much fun as it kind of was to talk about maybe what the Hawks would do to add to the roster right now. With the Jalen Johnson news of today, which, by the way, if you're just joining us, is that Jalen Johnson has a torn labrum. He's going to miss the remainder of the season, and so that's where the Hawks are at right now, plus a 6-game losing streak. I would be surprised to see them do anything but sell and try to get some draft assets next week. But there's some interesting players. Like, De'Aaron Fox is now officially on the market.
And it's crazy
in Sacramento.
Because his plan, I won't say his plan worked out, because they offered him the max this past summer. He's like, no, I want to wait and see.
Yeah.
He saw. Now he's ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where he has to be moved by next week. You know, because of the fact is that he can be a free agent, and you don't get nothing. And
or they wait to the draft, and you kind of do it there.
But I'm saying
because the NBA does it in reverse. You know, the draft is before free agency.
But I think that in you know, as teams come out, it seems like, well, from Sean's word now, because Woj is gone, he wants to go to San Antonio.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Of course he does. every young point guard probably, or young guard in general, wants to go to San Antonio.
Hell yeah.
They got an alien on their team.
Yes.
He's 20 years old.
Hell yeah.
7'5".
Yeah.
And is going to be dominating the league for the next 15 years.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. That'd be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron Fox is a bad somebody.
He's a very good player.
He's
a very good player. And it's also one of those things, too, where it's just like, Sacramento is just such a bad franchise.
It is.
And they just have been for so long.
Franchise with such great fans.
Great fans, and they've had really great players. Like, there's been these little blips of fun times
like
there.
Like the bean, baby!
Yeah, and that was such a fun thing a couple of years ago where they went on that run. They hadn't been in the playoffs in a million years, and they get De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis, and they got something going there. And then they're just a bad franchise. And so De'Aaron's like, I don't want to be here. Like, I don't want to stick around for this and wallow in mediocrity at best in the NBA. I want to go join up with another superstar, and I want to try to win some championships. His preferred destination is San Antonio. It'd be pretty cool if that does happen. Just fun to watch. And then Jimmy Butler obviously has been suspended again by the Miami Heat. We talked a little bit about that yesterday.
Baited the hell out of him.
Oh, yeah.
They baited the hell out of him.
You also got to not take the bait.
They baited
right?
the hell out of him. But like, they knew he was going to take it. Hey, this is Pat. Hey, Eric, go tell Jimmy in front of everybody that he's not starting.
Right.
All right. No, hold on. Wait. Wait till we get ready. Okay, guys, we're going to go over some stuff. And he goes out there with the starters, and you go tell him he's not starting.
Oh, all right? Everybody who's starting tonight, take a step forward.
Yes.
Not so fast, Jimmy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
no, they did it. They're being, like, both sides are being really petulant about this.
Yes.
It's just like, it's almost like who can outdo each other.
Right.
Because, like, if Jimmy in that moment is just like, all right, I'm just going to, all right, okay, I'm with those guys now then they look like dicks.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it'd be really easy just to not react to the stuff, and then Pat Riley and the Heat look like jerks in this situation. Whereas Jimmy has reacted to all of it, and he's out there messing around, not playing hard during games, and, you know, walking out of the shoot around, like you said, and all this stuff. He keeps getting suspended, and he's the one that looks bad in the situation.
Yeah, I tell you, the funniest thing about the NBA is, like, when you read and listen to, read some of the, like, these guys, you know, some of these dudes as far as the writers and everything like that, and how they're talking about how teams are planning for Giannis. In the next 2 years, mm-hmm. or they're planning for Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Luka ain't leaving Dallas. Luka got it made in Dallas.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'd be thinking about certain, like, Giannis. Well, I don't know about Giannis.
I could see Giannis leaving Milwaukee.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a low-key brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's always the thing. Like, we're going to have $80 million in 2 years to all spend it on Luka. Because Luka's going to be like he's gonna get another max pretty soon.
Yeah, and then another one after
another
that.
One with that. And so by the time he'll be, you know, $80 million a year somewhere, maybe more, and things like that. But teams are preparing for that. But as we're talking with the Hawks with this draft, the thing with the NBA draft, and I've been like this for years, outside of the top two, I mean, very rarely do you find a Jalen Johnson or somebody like that. But and that's why when we talk about moving picks, when it's like it's a 2028 unprotected pick. Well, you're talking about gambling on a kid that's in middle school right now?
That, and then also it's just something you can bundle with other picks to trade for a guy if you need him.
But, I mean,
you're just trying to collect assets because they're so depleted.
They're so depleted
with all the trades
They need to replace the draft picks as far as that.
They traded 5 second rounders for Sadiq Bey.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I forgot. What's Sadiq doing?
Not playing here. Playing for somebody else.
Do you remember that offseason where it was like the five second round draft picks was a thing? Because when
there was another one,
Crowder.
Yeah,
Crowder 5'2"
He plays for the bum ass Washington Wizards.
Okay.
So he'll probably actually get traded next week.
Yeah.
Because they're just anybody who's worth anything who plays for them, they're probably going to trade Kuzma maybe back to the Lakers. Would be hilarious. Goes back there. Here's the thing with Jimmy. Not to bring up all the who's he said she said whatever with Miami because it's over. It doesn't matter who looks bad. That relationship's over. The potential trade candidates to me are interesting. Obviously, everyone's talking about Phoenix. That's not that interesting to me. I don't think it does anything. I think that's just they tried it. It's not going to work in Phoenix. They're fun, kind of, but they're old, and it's not going to happen. Memphis
yes.
and Jimmy.
I like it.
Sounds really interesting.
I like it.
Something about Jimmy Butler and those guys
in that city. Yes.
Like, that feels like the one
the old
that
grindhouse.
Could be. Yeah.
The old
grindhouse. Like, that feels like the one that could actually be intriguing. Like, he could go there and take them from what they are right now, which is they could make the Western Conference Finals probably. Who knows? Like, if Jimmy's healthy and plays like playoff Jimmy, who knows?
Yeah.
The sky's the limit really for those guys. They could maybe give the Thunder a run.
I mean, you look at it, I mean, you put him there, he's levels above Dylan Brooks without the agitation and all those things. He could defend. Could defend like when he wants to and do all those things. He's a better all around player. He's a closer. And they already got another close on their team in Ja Morant. And so, yeah, when I saw the Memphis, I was like, oh, that makes so much more sense.
So much sense. Because then Milwaukee's the other one. It's like, I guess, maybe. Like, that could work. Him and Giannis feel like they would destroy each other by the end of the season. Their personalities would not be great. Put him in Memphis. Everybody's pretty low-key up there. Jimmy can perm his hair back out and wear eyeshadow, and they'll let him be weird.
Yeah,
and
like, looking like
play defense, we're good.
Looking like DJ from why am I drawing a blank from? Oh, never mind. But anyway, yeah,
I wasn't going to get the reference.
Yeah,
anyway.
You probably weren't. But yeah,
I
think it would be great.
I think
it would be great.
That's the one that I think would be the most likely to be successful. All right,
do you think it happened?
You want to talk NFL draft?
All right, what are we talking about here?
The Titans have the number one pick.
Yeah,
they're probably going to make that pick. You think it'll be a quarterback?
Yes, I think it will. Okay. If they pick, I mean. I know that Carter, a lot of people, I saw a couple things where Carter.
Yeah, I've seen that Abdul Carter is the number one pick.
Which wouldn't be a bad one, number one overall pick. They need a quarterback. And the thing with it is when you draft these young quarterbacks with coaches who are probably going to get fired if it don't go right because you got a young quarterback, well, how do you want to do that? Because when you look at what's going on in Tennessee, I mean, they just fired Rand. I mean, you got rid of Vrabel. You're bringing this coach in. You put your money on Will Levis.
Who did they hire again?
Who?
They have the same coach from last year. That's right. That's right. Yeah, they didn't fire their coach. Yeah, they fired their general.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
That's right. And so you bring in the guy, and I mean, you, and then the one thing with the Titans, they got a new GM, but now they're bringing all these other former GMs like Reggie McKenzie and other guys like that. So that seems to me like that's too many cooks in the kitchen.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen.
A lot of cooks in the kitchen. Seems like they want, may probably want their own guy at head coach, and then you got to bring in a young quarterback. And I don't know which one it's going to be, but I'm assuming if they don't trade it, they're taking a quarterback.
Yeah, I would
think
so. They
don't have one.
I would think so. I also
Mason wouldn't. Rudolph's going to be your quarterback?
No, you don't want that.
Yeah.
Or Levis, you already tried that. You don't want to do that again.
We saw what that is.
I mean, look, Abdul Carter's going to go early. I know we talked to Conte during the college football playoff about, would he be there at 15? No.
Oh, no.
He's not going to be there at 15.
No,
he wasn't going to be there at 15 anyway, and then he balled out in the playoff, and everyone saw what he was made of. So, yeah, he's a top five pick. I was looking at a mock draft yesterday, one of the first athletic ones that came out. Falcons, obviously, at 15. They had them taking the corner from Michigan. Very good player.
He's a good player.
Probably not the best corner in the draft because Travis Hunter's the best corner in the draft.
Yes.
But one of the best corners, position need. Look, I mean, anything on defense, I can probably wrap my mind around. You'd prefer a guy who can get to the quarterback, and one of those two Georgia guys is probably going to be there at 15. But as long as the mock draft has the Falcons taking a defensive player, it's a mock draft that I can get behind. I guess if you are trying to talk yourself into an offensive lineman, like maybe at right tackle, but still, I don't think that's enough of a need. You got to get your defense better.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I can go back and think about, like, you know, the center, Dalvin's a free agent.
He's a free agent. Yeah, they'll probably re-sign him, though, wouldn't you think?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he's been pretty good.
That's a situation. I don't know who's the best center, draftable center, that's worthy of being drafted right there. That's also the thing you got to think about, who's worthy of being drafted right there. But, I mean, I'm hoping that they do take a defense. If it's not a defensive lineman, it has definitely got to be a corner. One of those two positions right there. No other position in the first round. Or you move back because you only have 4 picks.
Yeah, so, that's the other thing.
So can you move back and find a way to accumulate some?
We were talking about that yesterday off the air because of the Judon trade.
It's going to be 5 picks?
Was the third rounder. And then because of the Cousins tampering thing, they lost their 5th rounder, right?
Yeah.
So they got 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 7th.
Yes. Abe, you said it's going to be another pick?
I think one will get added.
Compensatory.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But all right. I think that, you know, when you look at it from that standpoint, you want more picks, then you can move back in the first, get you some extra stuff, and go from there. Because, I mean, you were telling me, like, outside the top, 15 top prospects, like, from, like, 16 to maybe 40,
yeah, what
not
I,
a big disparity.
Well, what I read from Daniel Jeremiah yesterday was, like, the top-end talent is kind of 1 through 20.
Right.
Whatever position you're looking for. Obviously, there's 2 quarterbacks that'll be in there, bunch of defensive linemen, couple offensive linemen. But that's where, like, the blue-chip talent in the draft is, which is usually true.
Yeah.
But 1 through 20, which is good because the Falcons have 15.
Right.
So hopefully they'll have their pick of whatever defensive player is there. But then he was saying kind of 20 through 60 is really even. Like, a lot of the guys, there, depending on what position you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
but the general talent right there is pretty equal in that 40-player range, which is great because you're going to have a second-round draft pick too, and you need a bunch of help. So say you get a corner at mm-hmm. 15, then you're going to have to get a defensive lineman in the second round.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
You're going to have to.
And so the fall-off, again, if Daniel Jeremiah, this is his analysis early. The thing I like about him is, as the process goes along and he watches more of these guys, sees them in person, talks to scouts, all that stuff, it'll all adapt. It'll all change. It'll all evolve. And he's like, no, that wasn't true. I thought this then. I think this now. So obviously you got to stay tuned to what he's going to say and as the draft gets closer. But, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is this. And we talked to Jeff Olbricht earlier this week about it. They have to get more talented on that side of the ball
mm-hmm.
or nothing matters.
Nothing. Nothing matters. And then you had to go back to after the draft process and everything like that. If the cap goes up, how much does the cap go up? How much is this? Because you're gonna take a big ass hit with this whole Kirk Cousins thing. So how much do you have to spend to be able to go? And we were talking before we did off the cuff. You know, we mentioned him yesterday. I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the third defensive tackle for the Eagles, who had 11 and a half sacks. Like, he's gonna be a free agent.
Yep.
He's gonna command big dollars. You know,
a third round draft pick from 4 years ago that had 11 and a half sacks.
Yeah. I mean, there's gonna be dudes that out there that maybe 3 years ago that were high end prospects like Hargrove and those guys. Like, he ain't lived up to that contract.
No, and he hasn't, and he's still going to command a lot of money on the open market. Yeah. So, like, you know, are you really in that ballpark? Maybe.
No, I was like, Khalil Mack? I mean, you know how I feel about drafting older pass rushers. Don't want to do it. But, I mean, there's some dudes that's going to be out there. But, yeah, the draft, it has to – if you're not going to pick it – if those guys who you don't want are there at 15, move back and get more picks.
Yeah, I love the idea of stocking up on more picks, especially if that 20 through 60 range is as talent-rich as Daniel Jeremiah says it is. Hey, this hour has been brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. We'll come back. We'll get into an NFL no huddle. The second most watched NFL playoff game ever last weekend. All right. We'll talk about that. Everything else that's going on, coaching carousel-wise, don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.